podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
I'm well aware of those two shows, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I don't watch them, but Jeremy and Emily do. In fact, Jeremy can't get enough of them.
Well, it's on in the background usually.
Sure.
At the house.
But I guess there's been some sort of big... So what happened?
It was a drama bomb.
Yeah, you want me to explain it?
Yeah, you get it. You get yourself on.
Because I might have seen this on a promo or something. But this girl, Caitlin, that's on the show, she's dating, I think she's down to like, what, eight guys. Or something
she
like
is
that?
The Bachelorette.
Vying for her love. Well, last week, she took one of these guys aside into a hotel room and made sweet, sweet, passionate love to him on the show. And it's like the first time they've actually shown this on The Bachelorette.
Right. They showed it?
It's been assumed.
Not it. They showed the closed door, and you could hear the, ooh.
They were still mic'd up, so you were hearing basically what was going on.
All right, well, straighten me out here, because, so to speak, isn't that what the show's about? Don't they do that all the time?
Well,
it's assumed.
Yes and no.
But it's not until later when there's like three dudes left and you're in the fantasy suite.
Right.
Like, I felt really bad
for... So the Bachelorette can sleep with three guys, she just can't sleep with seven or eight guys.
You gotta take it for a test drive, I guess. My thing is, I felt really bad for the seven other guys that were left, still trying to woo this
chickadee. Well, apparently their number will come up soon,
and
won't it?
She's, you know, nailing this other guy. Like, how would you react to that?
So there's... two waves of this. People's reaction are, they're pretty much, a lot of people are saying that, oh my God, you know, yeah, she's dating all these other guys. Mm-hmm. They're slut shaming her. They're saying she should not have slept with one guy when she has everybody else. And there's two waves, because when the premiere happened about 6 weeks ago, they teased this and everybody knew from day one that she slept with this gentleman. And so everyone started, you know, harassing her then. And then Monday, when this episode played again, now everybody is there. It's like round two. And her defense is pretty solid, because she's like, look, I'm a 30-year-old woman and being physical is a part of a relationship.
Right.
She actually had been talking to this guy, Nick, for a while before the show started. But then the show started and they had to cut off their relationship. So it's not like this was just date one and she went ahead and put her, you know, heels to the sky.
It sounds like she's made her choice already.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Really, she picked the guy. He's the one.
Well, let me ask you something. There's a show. Both these shows are about people hooking up anyway. So when somebody hooks up, why is there all this drama about it? I thought that's what they're supposed to do.
I don't think
this shaming part is fair.
It's not.
I'm not endorsing what's going on. I'm just saying, if that's the way the show is set up, why would you have a big conniption fit when she does?
Because I think people are assuming that she is going to save herself for the final contestant.
For the final person who proposes.
You know, I think I'd have a hard time proposing to this woman if I'm the winner, if I knew she slept with two other guys before I just proposed
really
to her.
Really, every woman you ever dated slept with two other guys before.
Probably
you.
More than that.
Right. The whole show is a sham anyway. I mean, only one or two couples have ever really been together or stayed together. So it's just a hooking up show anyway.
Well, I think
this is manufactured
drama.
It
is ridiculous. And I mean, and the fact, like, other bad contestants that have been on the show have come out since this and said... You know, one guy, there's alleged rumors that one of the bachelors, when it was just the guy and all the women vying for him, that he slept with six of his 25 bachelorettes. Some people have said that, you know, 97% of people have sex on the show, or 80, whatever. But a lot of people do it. But I think this is the first time that they've actually come out, put it on an episode.
Kept the mics on.
And made it an actual issue.
Well, you know, with all the shows, every show you have to raise the bar every season, because you'll lose viewers after a while. They'll get tired.
Yep.
So you continually raise the bar. So the next question is, how do you raise the bar after this? Do you actually show?
Right.
Right, you know, turn it into NC-17.
Do you show the videos and you have like the black
the
squares,
outline of the shower? Maybe they're in the shower. It's blurred out, you know?
I mean, because they got to continually raise the bar, because you can't, you know, people eventually get numb to that kind of stuff. Here's another question for you.
What's up?
How do you think, what's the Bachelorette's name?
Caitlin.
How do you think Caitlin's dad feels when he goes into the office? When Caitlin's father goes
John,
to work.
Let's call him John.
John. And John, Caitlin's dad, goes into the office. And the guy, you know,
hey, cute mate.
And they're in the kitchen at the coffee.
And they're John.
You know, Fred comes walking up and says, hey, saw your daughter last night.
Hey, she's really grown up, John.
Yeah.
And then they do the hip thrust thing, you know, with the hands to the side. Jen!
I've thought about that with other things. Besides the traditional, like, Playboy playmates and stuff like that, I've thought about other things, mm-hmm. too. Like, how do parents feel about some of the things that their daughters are doing like that?
I think that's pretty much the only reason why I've never made an extra few bucks by showing off the girls in a picture or something.
In a pictorial?
Because
your dad.
Right, yeah. My dad, all of my dad's friends. I don't want to go hang out. And
Harvey?
Then,
like, Harvey?
Guys,
I'm no prude.
Oh, Harvey.
As you know.
He'd look.
I'm not.
He'd have
You're
to sneak a peek.
Her dad.
Oh, you would have to
would
take
buy
a peek.
The magazine.
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
You know all those girls that have been in Playboy.
Me.
The dads have looked.
Harvey would disown me. That's why I haven't done it.
You're saying that Emily's father would buy a Playboy in which she was the centerfold.
I don't know if he would buy
that...
it, but maybe he would stumble across. Well, okay, he'd buy one.
Oh,
no,
he would have to look.
You are a pervert, and you were raised in a horrible home to say that.
You know he would.
Come on,
no,
Harvey.
I'm starting to wonder if
he may
would.
Borrow yours and look at it. We know you're going to have a stockpile.
Yeah.
Putting that aside.
When's this going to happen?
They used to do a women in radio issue.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, well.
They did.
No, that's
I know
not
somebody
happen.
Who tried out no. for it.
Someone local here on another station was in it.
I know a couple of people who. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, we are talking when the commercials come on?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I lived in Vegas.
Saying.
Sure, you think that.
Well,
about
I got a follow-up question about that, and it involves cheerleaders and dancers.
Okay, that's kind of where my mind was going.
Then, well, let's come back. Yeah. Let's come back because I have questions about that, which might make me sound like some old-fashioned prude, and you know I'm not.
No, you're not prudy
no,
at all.
No, you love Caitlyn the Bachelorette.
But I do have questions about cheerleaders and dancers. Oh, sorry, the question that I asked before we went to break was, the Bachelorette, how do their fathers feel when they're watching those shows? Because, look, if your daughter makes it onto national television...
Yeah, but you'd pop a few buttons on your shirt.
You kind of want to be proud. You want to watch your daughter on national TV, and then she's getting in the hot tub. And,
ooh!
You know, it's like, how do you feel as a dad? Am I old-fashioned? I don't know. But then kind of also along those lines, and again, don't misinterpret what I'm saying here. I don't think there's anything skanky about what I'm about to use as an example. I think it's fine. But I still sometimes wonder if I'm at a Bronco game and I'm looking at the Bronco cheerleaders and they are strutting. And I know what every guy in the stadium is thinking when they see them. If I'm the father of, say, a Bronco cheerleader or a Nuggets dancer who comes running out on the floor.
Yeah, the pom-poms.
And shakes their things.
So hot.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with what they're doing and it's not skanky. But at the same time, as a dad, I know what the guy sitting next to me in the stands is thinking about my daughter.
Correct. And what he's focused on on your daughter.
So how do dads handle that? Maybe moms, too, for
gosh.
All I know. I mean,
I
what if
know.
Little Lila...
Little Lila.
Jeremy, your little daughter, Lila.
Little 10-week-old Lila.
What if she grows up to be a Nuggets dancer, and she gets out there, and she's like, woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, and the guys are like,
Right. Then what do you do?
I guess I'd be proud of her.
Okay.
I think I'd have to be, like, because I would feel like she worked so hard. All those dance lessons really paid off. All those years of driving her to tap... and all the money, and here she is now on a giant stage
shaking her money
in front of 13,000 people or whatever.
I think that's the best way to approach any situation where you have to take it from your personal heart, not the eyeballs of everybody else in the world. So your heart knows that she's a good kid.
That
she's
worked
been dancing,
hard for this.
Right? So you just
she's
block
a professional.
Out. You have
yeah,
to
you
block
have to.
Out the lust. That's like bubbling all around you.
It's like Sunday morning. You got to block out the lust.
Yeah. I would kind of feel like, all right. Like, I produced an attractive young lady.
Right.
You know, I didn't produce a...
Okay, all
right.
Right, stop.
You know, by the time that little Lila is old enough to be a pom-pom, sexy then, maybe.
Right.
You
it
know,
might be
a,
topless.
A turtleneck.
No, they'll be naked.
I'm saying
they'll
the
be naked
way.
Dancers right. at the Nuggets
Remember I told
game.
You about that whole raising the bar,
yes,
right?
That's what it'll
so
have to be.
So 20 years from now, Nuggets dancers will be nude.
Yep.
They will run out on the court and they'll just be naked.
Pom-poms on
so
their...
will the basketball players then.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.